Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
Wall. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, which for me is a Friday. I'm going to take tomorrow off. We have Best Of on Monday. Pat Casale will fill in tomorrow. And then I'll be back on Tuesday of next week after Labor Day. I'm so excited to have Karen England on because it seems like we're always talking about bad news. Whenever she is, she's on, we're always talking about some piece of legislation that we all oppose, that's common sense, and it's passing for some unexplained reason. But Karen England joins us with good news, at least in the short term. Karen England from the Nevada Family Alliance joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Karen. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm in Carson City at the Legislative Commission enjoying the fact that your callers and the citizens have actually made a difference, and the item on transgender mandates is off the agenda for now.
Okay. Explain what was going to be on the agenda.
Well, the State Department of Education has taken a bill that passed that we all opposed and have decided to expand the meaning of it and mandate really egregious policies for every single school district in Nevada. It would mandate access to the boys' restroom for a girl that identifies as a boy. It would mandate compelled speech with pronoun use. It would mandate classroom activities that promote these things, like what happened in California with I Am Jazz, you know, where they read the book and then the little kindergartner changed from a boy to a girl and was presented in the classroom. These would be mandates on all Nevada school districts and charter schools. And the last stop is this legislative commission approving it. And the people got involved. We started a heavy social media campaign reaching out to over 500,000 people in 3 days. And the calls have been just coming in like crazy. And it's an election year. And so they pulled the agenda item. So we won for now, but they're going to come back and the progressives are going to try and pass this again in November. So we need to stay on top of it, on top of our candidates that are running, on top of our legislators, and tell them we do not want to California our Nevada.
What happens next then? They'll have another legislative committee hearing, I'm sure, in the next month or so. By the way, explain why there are these legislative committees, what they do between every other year sessions of the Assembly and the State Senate.
Well, yes, because Nevada is an every other year for 4 months, there's different state business that needs to be done during the time that legislators are off. And so, for instance, this is a regulation that the Department of Education came up with. And so the commission is made up of a smaller number of legislators, and they do the work of the legislature. But on behalf of all of the legislators, during those, you know, off months. And so that's what this committee is. And so we're going to need citizens to remain engaged and to remain the people that are sitting in the committee hearing today. They're representing all the other legislators as well. So you need to keep the heat on with your own legislator, that you do not want these crazy mandates coming back, that this goes way beyond the scope of the bill, and that, you know, we don't want this here in Nevada.
And what did the State Board of Education actually come up with? I know there was a lot of talk. I know down in southern Nevada we had actual regulations drawn up and approved by the Clark County School District. But what precisely is in these new regulations?
Well, first, it almost exactly mirrors Clark County, what Clark County passed, but on every single school district. It mandates that you must compel speech, that you must call a student by the pronoun they want to be called. So if a boy identifies as a girl, they're trying to compel you to call that boy a girl, compel our kids, should I say. They are mandating classroom activities that make the gender nonconforming student feel good and accepted. They are mandating access to the restroom and locker room for the gender nonconforming student, and the student body wouldn't even know, because they mandate that you have to keep that private. So the students, the mom, and the school know that it's a boy, and that you won't know it's a boy going in until they end up going to the bathroom or taking a shower next to your daughter.
And that is
what they're mandating.
What about overnight field trips?
Well, they say overnight field trips won't count, they say they'll respect privacy, except they're not going to tell you. So if I'm a parent, I won't know to tell them I don't want my child rooming overnight on the band trip with the eighth grade Sean, who's now Sean a girl. So they will be rooming. You won't know to assert your right to not have your child room with them, because it's kept private. It's between the parent, the student, and the school, unless the parent wants you to know that that boy thinks he's a girl.
And that, when you're talking about the parent of the transgender.
Yes, and they actually don't, the way they've crafted the language, they don't have to even include the parent. They actually say they will decide the appropriate measure of including the parent. And often the parents either don't agree or might not know this, you know, they're at the beginning stages of exploring this. So there's no guarantee in the way this regulation was written that parents are even going to be included in it.
Again, Karen England joining us, Nevada Family Alliance, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. She's in Carson City at this hour at the legislative committee hearing. Okay, it's off of the agenda this time. When is the next meeting? And is it possible this could show up on the next meeting's agenda?
Oh, I have no doubt it will. Amber Reed in the Department of Education and Governor Sandoval are pushing this. Governor Sandoval has stated he wants this. He wants to leave, quote unquote, a compassionate legacy. He's actually leaving a legacy of infringing on free speech and freedom of religion. But I have no doubt it will come up again, even if they have to schedule a special hearing. So we need people to get engaged and active and be talking with your legislators and elected officials and tell them you do not want this coming back. If something this serious needs to be spelled out and brought directly to voters, if you want to do something this egregious in our public schools and charter schools.
Tell me what it is you want parents to do. I know these people are big on saying we're going to meet with stakeholders. Well, stakeholders in this particular case is Gender Justice Nevada. They're not meeting with parents. They're not meeting with folks like you. How do we get on their plate, and what is it that we need to do to be noticed, to become a true stakeholder in this?
Well, first of all, I think stakeholders, I don't use it because it's a bad word, because even all taxpayers are stakeholders. But yes, the parents are the number one stakeholders in the lives of their children, and far more than gender justice and even the Department of Education. We, the parents, I hope they're encouraged by they're getting active in contacting the legislative commission. That is what pulled this from the agenda at the last minute. They were going to sneak this in before Labor Day weekend, and then campaigns kick off. And parents need to educate their neighbors, because this does sound crazy. I will say these things, and I know listeners are like, no, that would never happen. That is exactly what's happening. And because Nevadans have spoken out like crazy in the last 3 days, the phones have been ringing off the hook of the Legislative Commission members. We just need to keep that up. And we'll be putting out some action alerts. We need every legislator to weigh in, because this commission is representing all of them during this interim time. And so even though my assemblyman is not on here, my assemblyman needs to be calling the assemblyman that does sit on the Ledge Commission and telling them what we think in our area. So we need parents to get educated and remain active and diligent in this, in calling elected officials and telling them no to this mandate.
How do we find these phone numbers, these email addresses for these legislative commission members? Where do we find how to reach out to these people?
Well, there is a state website. It's sometimes hard to navigate, but you can go to NevadaFamilyAlliance.org, and we have it all there, all of that, their contact information for these committee members. And then our Facebook, which is where we're keeping more regular updates, which is Nevada Family Alliance. So if you like that, or go visit that. We have been posting the numbers. We are posting updates as to what's going on. We are posting legal memos from Alliance Defending Freedom. And we're keeping the public updated on a regular basis on the Facebook.
And ultimately, what you want to do you want to simply vote no? You want these people to vote no on this, on these new regulations? Or are you looking to send them back to the drawing board?
Well, they have to vote. In order to get back to the drawing board, they have to vote no. So right now, we want them to vote no. We want the public to get involved and say, hey, we want all kids protected. That's all kids, all privacy, all free speech, not just the select few. So before it can go back to the drawing board, they have to vote no on what's before them.
Let me just ask you, who are the people on this legislative commission that are against these new regulations, this gender identity thing?
Well, I will tell you that this round, all of the Republicans have been standing with us. Assemblyman Jim Wheeler, who's the minority leader, Senator Key Keffer, Senator Hammond, Senator Pickard, I'm just trying to name them all off the top of my head right now. And they are the reason that this got pulled. A lot of people got involved and said, Nevadans don't want this. You know, we've got to pull this. This is not what we meant when we signed on to that SB 225. So the Republicans and I would say the citizens calling, I don't know who the Democrats are that said no, but they were getting enough calls that they didn't want the, you know, they didn't want the vote to come up today.
Well, and it would only take, because am I right? There are six and six.
Yeah.
Is it even
actually,
so all you need is
so
one?
It's six and five, actually.
Six and
it's
five.
Six and five. Or no, I'm sorry, seven and five, and we have all five Republicans, and so they will need six to get it out. So they're skittish on the other side, and we need to keep it that way. We need to let them know Nevadans don't want this. We want all kids protected. We want gender nonconforming students to be accommodated, but not by violating the privacy of our kids and our grandkids.
Karen England, it is great having you on, and I'm glad that we're doing this with actual good news or reasonably good
news.
Absolutely. This
power
is good.
Power of the people.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Karen, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Have a great Labor Day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. There you have it. That's Karen England joining us from Carson City, just outside the Legislative Commission. And, seven Dems and five Republicans. The Republicans are hanging, they're hanging tough, and that's a good thing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah. It's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now, it is the Thursday before Labor Day. I must tell you, summer has just flown by. Summer is just about gone. The kids are already back in school. The colleges are coming back. They're having welcome weeks and all kinds of things. It's crazy. Summer's gone. It's disappearing. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up a couple reports that have come out, and Trump has gained attention to these reports regarding Hillary Clinton's emails. And the one that came out yesterday was back in 2012 to 2014 when she was Secretary of State. Her emails were being hacked by the Chinese. They had embedded code inside her server and it was real time. So anytime either an email was sent to Hillary Clinton or was received, either way, the Chinese were getting it in real time. So for how many years they had access to Hillary Clinton's emails, and during that time, 21 of our CIA operatives that are working for us in China were executed by the Chinese government.
I did not. That is one I did not know. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the homebrew server, but this I think even predates that, if I'm not mistaken. This would even predate the so-called homebrew server. Hey, don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. I want you to hear very quickly. Alan Dershowitz is a liberal, but he's been supportive of the president on a number of different issues. Let's go to cut one. Because last night on Tucker Carlson, Alan Dershowitz said something that really, really hit me between the eyes. That essentially, we need a panel to watch the watchdogs. Listen to Alan Dershowitz last night with Tucker Carlson.
So you wrote a piece recently that reminded me, anyway, that you're not, I know you have been typecast as a Trump defender, but you're not a Trump defender, you're a liberal. And I think you've got a lot of problems with Trump. But in the piece, you made a really interesting point, I thought. You said that our system of checks and balances is out of whack because of the independent prosecutor and his investigation. Tell us what you meant.
That's absolutely right. Look, everybody's checking everybody else under the kind of Madisonian system of checks and balances that has served us so well. The courts are striking down executive orders, sometimes upholding them.
Yes.
The president's checking Congress. Congress, particularly if the Democrats get control, will check the presidency. But who's guarding the guardians? Who is overseeing the special counsel or other overzealous prosecutors? The courts aren't doing it. There's no process that today exists. And I suggested the appointment of a permanent group to oversee prosecutorial overreaching. It could include great former prosecutors like Robert Morgenthau, the legendary DA of New York.
Right.
It can include ethics expert like Stephen Gillers, the professor at Columbia, constitutional experts like Floyd Abrams, and they would have the opportunity to at least file reports about prosecutorial overreach, because today the special counsel is the only institution of government outside of our system of checks and balances.
We're going to hear a lot about that, I think, in the coming months. There's too much going on out there. You heard from Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. They interviewed Bruce Orr, and there's going to be more coming from that. Bruce Orr, his wife worked for Fusion GPS. Okay. And that's how we got the Steele dossier, financed by the Clintons. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now. Across the state of Nevada, and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. It is Thursday. Those of you ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. Those of you that would like to join us, I've got one line open. That's all I got. You can have it. You can sneak through now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Mike in Las Vegas. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Is that me and Reno? Yeah.
That's you and Reno. What's up, man?
Kevin, I want to salute you for staying on this school thing. You know, to pick up what Dershowitz said, we need checks and balances on what these people are doing with our kids, this sexual engineering and programming, and the media has to be the one to do it. And you're doing it, and I salute you. And we've got to watch this. You know, my position is no field trips, no group showers, unless it's maybe a football team. But here's a deeper issue. I'm going to try to make this short. When I was in grade school in the Bronx, South Bronx, the teachers, the women, organized a dance for 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. Of course, nobody wanted to do it, maybe except the girls. There were church dances, I guess, in every city that were organized for young people. You went to a Catholic school. I have no idea what that was. I don't know if it was all boys.
CYO or girls. Mixers. We had CYO Mixers, Catholic Youth Organization.
Okay.
And they were great.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. So the church organized co-educational mixers.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to get a little touchy subject here. This involves mainly boys. You know, there's been a policy since the 60s of homosexualization, feminization, and even Africanization that's been going full bore. And, of course, Hollywood's behind this, shows like Sex and the City, Modern Family, which are written by gay people, gay men, are behind this. And they're being and abortion is connected to this because it's non-reproductive sex, which they have in common. How do you take with boys? Let's focus on boys. What do you do with 12 and 13-year-old boys in our society and 14-year-old boys? How do you steer them into heterosexuality? What is the ritual we should have? You know, Ben Shapiro wants no sex before marriage. I don't know if we're going to go back to that. Should you have women teach boys about sex? Should we stumble and bumble?
Can I tell you, Mike? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, only because I haven't done this.
All right, you got calls.
I got tons of calls, but I haven't done this in a while. I will say this though: it is the parents that should be teaching sex. It's not, it takes a village to raise a child. That is the biggest crock. Because then what you get is you get the bureaucracy. You get the bureaucracy doing this. And that to me is wrong. What happens is when you get the parents out of the mix, you end up with this utopian centric group trying to teach morality. And you simply cannot let that happen. It's got to be parents instilling in their children morality. The government is the worst at dealing with morality. And all you have to do is look at the mess that they've created with this transgender bathroom thing and overnight field trips. What they have done is create, and by the way, they've caused 99.9% of the parents and the kids to deal with these issues. That's the problem that we have. When you talk to people in the Clark County School District, of the 323,000 students, less than 1%, and some say it's less than 0.1% of the students are transgender, yet 99.9999% of the parents and the kids are having to make these adjustments. It makes no sense at all. It makes no sense at all. Let's go to Palm Springs. Go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, it makes sense if you want to destroy the country. I'm calling up because there are two elements to the Korean peace deal, denuclearization and demilitarization. General Mad Dog, the Secretary of Defense, said, oh, it's off the table, taking our troops out of there. We have got to agree to demilitarize, to bring all of our troops home from Korea. And we also look very hypocritical in the eyes of the world, demanding that North Korea get rid of all its nuclear weapons, when we're bragging about how our military budget is amped up and how we're going to amp up our nuclear arsenal to be the best in the world, while we're saying you got to get rid of yours. That's why he's building two ICBMs in the mountains. The whole thing's falling apart. And I gave this peace plan to Bobby Kennedy. President Robert F. Kennedy was going to do this, but of course he was shot. And the deal is denuclearization, demilitarization. The landmines come out on Princess Diana's birthday with members of the royal family.
Well, okay, whatever. I'll simply tell you this: if you want to do what the Obama administration essentially did in Iraq, and that is essentially create a void. Okay, create a void. You can do that. And that's and essentially what they did is they turned Iraq over to the folks in Syria. When you create a void, it gets filled by something. And to say we want to demilitarize, I'm not sure that's the answer either. I'm just not sure that's the answer. We want to get the nukes out of there. That is, I think, job one. But we also, you know, we can't just say, oh, China, we're getting out, and let China dominate an entire region. We just can't do that. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join? If you'd like to join in, you're welcome to do so. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. And again, the notion is, do we denuclearize, which I think is a good idea, but do we demilitarize? That doesn't mean that we need 100,000 troops in Korea. That's not what I'm talking about. But you simply cannot abdicate our responsibility as a military superpower and essentially leave Korea, North and South, leave it to the Chinese. The Chinese would like nothing more than that, probably. We'll see what you think coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the program? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business?
Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I want you to hear, and I played one clip, but I want you to hear the other clip. Because this is the thing when it comes to our government and how we do checks and balances. I want you to hear cut two. This is Alan Dershowitz. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night. This story that began last month in July, the CNN lying story, that they still to this day, and you've been hearing on the newscasts, they still are refusing to repudiate it, to back away from it, to say we lied. They don't want to do that. This is cut two. This is Alan Dershowitz, who was on with Tucker Carlson last night. The CNN lie that everybody's been talking about. Tucker Carlson will kind of lay it out here, but Alan Dershowitz says that CNN lie story requires transparency. Listen to Alan Dershowitz, the professor emeritus at Harvard University.
So watching this CNN saga, I keep, and by the way, you know, lots of news organizations get stories wrong. I've gotten stories wrong. My complaint is really first that they're not telling us what happened, but more than that, would it be significant if the story were true? In other words, if the president knew this meeting with this Russian lawyer was about to take place, should any of us care? Does that matter? Is that illegal? Is it unethical?
Well, it's certainly not illegal. The president's certainly entitled to know about a meeting between his son and somebody who wanted to give him dirt on a candidate or who wanted to talk to him about maybe changing rules involving sanctions. Those are all, you know, perfectly proper meetings. But CNN is in a box. I want to put the best possible light on it. Let's assume it has one or two other sources in addition to Lanny Davis, who did the right thing by coming forward, acknowledging that his story, he doesn't have any support for his story. But they can't reveal their sources. And I have two suggestions for them. Number one, that they tell us the nature of the sources without telling us the names. Are they eyewitnesses? Is it a hearsay source? Or second, that they give the source to their expert on journalism and let their expert decide whether or not they should stick with the story, or some outside expert, somebody from the Columbia School of Journalism, who could learn the name of the sources, then go talk to the sources, still keep their names confidential, and then come forward and say, you know, there is a basis, we're standing behind CNN. They have to do something to preserve their credibility.
And right now, CNN has zero credibility. And their reporters in the field keep wondering why people always yell at them, CNN sucks, CNN sucks. They just don't get it. They can't believe that they say some of our reporters feel like their lives are in jeopardy. When 8 to 10,000 people at a Trump rally are screaming CNN sucks, CNN sucks, and yet they still haven't figured it out. It's because the network itself has zero credibility. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine, by the way, is Miss Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone right now. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. You'll be so glad you did. Let's get back to your phone call, see what's on your mind. Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Two quick points you can comment on when I finish. Number one point is this topical John McCain. It seems like the ultra-conservatives are mad at him for not putting down Obamacare. Well, nobody mentions the reason he said he didn't is because the Republicans had nothing to take its place, and many millions of Americans would have been out, would have had no insurance at all. They didn't have any replacement for it. That's the reason he put it down. The second thing, real quick, I want to say is that it just came over the news wires. January 1st, all government workers supposed to get a raise. President Trump said that before. Well, now he says they're not getting any because of the tax cuts. There's not enough income. There are going to be many millions of workers, government workers, who are going to love Trump.
Well, here's the problem. Two quick notes. One, yes, I saw that. My smartphone's been blowing up about it. The fact is, government workers are not always beloved by the people. You know, these are people that are oftentimes the deep state. Do I believe they deserve a raise? I think everybody should make as much money as they can. No, I really believe that. I will simply say that this notion that you know government workers should always get a raise and it should be this much or this much, all of us, no matter what we do, no matter our job or our job level, we all would like to make more money. Am I right on that? Of course. Of course. That's human nature. Now, if I were the president, I would not have come up with this well, the budget just can't tolerate it. Because the first thing the Democrats are going to do and people like Clinical Carl are going to do is say, see, it's those tax cuts. The wealthiest 1% got all this money back. But there's not enough for our dedicated civil servants. I mean, I could have done this one for you. Nah, I'm sorry, but it's true. Jeffrey Toobin, and this is cut three. One of the most stupid things I think I've ever heard from a talking head. And this was Jeffrey Toobin. I meant to put it on yesterday's show, and for some reason, I screwed up. It was supposed to be on a cut sheet for yesterday, and it wasn't. And I know normally we say we do things that are topical, meaning they're today's news. Okay, this is 2 days ago's news. But this follows on the Ron DeSantis monkeying thing relative to Andrew Gillum, who on Tuesday night won the Democrat nomination for the governorship of Florida. And one of the things Ron DeSantis said on Fox News yesterday morning was, that we shouldn't be monkeying with what's working. And Andrew Gillum and other Democrats and even some Republicans have taken the comments of Ron DeSantis as anti-black, racist, and horrible. This is Jeffrey Toobin trying to make trying to make the comments of Ron DeSantis as typical because he learned from the president. Here it is. This is Jeffrey Toobin and his attitude.
The theme here is I'm Donald Trump and I'll protect you from the scary black people. Antifa is widely perceived as an African-American organization, and this is just part of the same story of LeBron James and Don Lemon and Maxine Waters and the NFL players and the UCLA basketball players. Mm. This is about black versus white. This is about Donald Trump's appeal to racism, and it just happens all the time, and we never say it, or we don't say it enough for what it is, but that's what's going on.
I'm just going to tell you, these people are so incredibly wrong. Look at the 17-person field that Donald J. Trump ran against, and he counterpunched constantly with. There was only one black in the group that I know of that I remember, and that was Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. And he treated Dr. Ben Carson pretty well. And even gave him a cabinet post. Is that anti-black? Is that we have to protect people from the black people? Is that really what we need to be doing? I'm going to get an early start on the Labor Day weekend. So I'm going to be off tomorrow. Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group will join you. We'll have a best of show on Monday, and then we'll be back with Live and Local Now, a live show on Tuesday. Hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. It's a great time to get the family together. Do not drink and drive. Be careful out there, will you please? Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your Labor Day weekend. Live and local now.
Attention cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.